It's time for Brenham Cub football. KWHI's broadcast of the Brenham Cubs versus Oak Ridge War Eagles is made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. The pregame show is sponsored by Computer Helpers, Texas Farm Credit, Bluebell Creameries, John Breeden with State Farm Insurance, A Freedom Bail Bonds, Wingstop in Brenham, Blake Sander with Apple Ford, Colchorst Foods Burger King, Collier Construction Company, Bilski Waterwell Services, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architecture, Cruzy Village, Woodson Lumber Company, Tegeler Toyota, Blue Bonnet Petroleum, Wellman Insurance Agency, Conjura Tile, Bank of Brenham, Subway in Brenham, J&A Roofing, Mattress Guys, Christy Schlottman with Farmers Insurance Agency, HEB in Brenham, BVR Materials, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Whataburger in Brenham, LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, Brenham National Bank, WC Tractor, and Blinn College. We'll go out to the field and your hosts Doug Brown and Tommy Lang after a word from our sponsor.
The team at Texas Farm Credit supports local communities and agriculture with reliable financial services, and we are ready to support you as well. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, or any place in the country, give Texas Farm Credit a call. We have been lending money for over 100 years and will be around for at least 100 more. We also offer lines of credit, home loans, and ag insurance. Call us at 836-2572, visit online at texasfarmcredit.com, or stop by our office at 1301 Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Conjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn College football teams. And thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Conjura Tile says go, play, win.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woodson Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woodson Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
With the state's top academic transfer rate and affordable tuition, Blinn is a great choice to begin your college career. Now with the new Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, it's an even greater value. With this scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or at any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Hey everybody, it's Blake Sander here at Apple Ford. Have you looked for a new vehicle lately? Or even a pre-owned vehicle? There are great deals almost everywhere. But does a great deal result in better service? Absolutely not. You probably don't feel the welcoming atmosphere or the relaxed environment. If you're looking for that experience, look no further. That's what you'll get when you contact me. I'll do all I can to make sure you have the most pleasant experience purchasing your next dream vehicle. Call me at 979-203-9098. Let me go to work for you. And always remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, from Cubs Stadium in Brenham, Texas. It's another season of Brenham Cub football here on KWHI 1280 AM, KT69GU 101.7 FM, and of course across the World Wide Web on KWHI.com. And Doug Brown and my partner Tommy Lange with you. And it's another year.
I tell you what, the year got here real quick, Doug. We've only waited a whole year. And here we are. The lights are burning bright here at Cubs Stadium. There's nothing better than Texas high school football.
Yeah, it has finally arrived. And, of course, both the team's having to deal with the heat, which has been such a big factor this summer. So they moved the start time back to 8 o'clock. It was originally supposed to be a 7:30 game. But I think it was a good choice by the coaches do that, and also better for the players and the fans as well.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. The heat has been just extreme. It's been tough on all of us. I mean, there's no doubt about that. And, you know, the poor young kids that have animals coming up for the Washington County Fair, we're all having to deal with it. And what we do is we just go out there and take all the preparations that we can do and make the best of it, because one day it's going to cool off.
Yeah, we can't wait for it to do so. And it's also Parents' Night here at the stadium, and they've got the football players and cheerleaders and dance team out there with their parents lined up along the sideline taking pictures. And it's a little earlier than normal for that, but it's also a good way to show the show support for the parents who, of course, without them, none of this would be possible.
I tell you what, there was a really nice article in the other media, the Banner Press, and Coach Young said he started this last year, and it worked out really well, and the points that he brought up, it's a great point to bring up, and it's a good way to start off a brand-new football season.
It certainly is, and we got a lot more to come here on the pregame. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Are you hungry? You want that favorite Subway sandwich that makes your mouth water? Then what are you waiting for? You can call it in, you can order in the app, or you can order it online, or simply pick them up on the way to the game. But there's no reason at all to deny yourself that mouth-watering chicken bacon ranch or meatball sub. So tonight, while listening to the game, eat fresh, eat healthy, eat Subway. With three locations in Brenham, on South Market Street, on Highway 105, and inside Walmart Supercenter.
Wayne and Clarence at Memorial Oaks Chapel are excited to cheer on the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers this football season. They would like to acknowledge the players, coaches, trainers, parents, and teachers for their hard work and dedication. Memorial Oaks Chapel wishes the Cubs and Bucks a safe season and an excellent school year. Make sure to go out and support your Brenham football team this season. Good luck to all from Wayne, Clarence, and everyone at Memorial Oaks Chapel. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your new local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Collier Construction, building for Washington County's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting the Brenham football team. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activity, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cub football team in their 2023 season.
Why is football special? You get to represent your hometown. When you are playing, success is measured in wins and losses, but when you're done playing, success is measured in relationships built. Here at Citizens State Bank, we pride ourselves on being team players, measuring our success on relationships we maintain. At CSB, we're always the home team, because our hometown is your hometown too. Be sure to come out to support our Brenham Cubs. Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. Member FDIC.
And we return you to Cubs Stadium, where the Cubs getting set to open the season for the second year in a row against the Oak Ridge War Eagles. And we were in Conroe with these guys last year, and it was Oak Ridge coming away with a 23-13 victory. But I don't think this year we have to worry about any lightning delay.
No, we don't have to worry. Thank God for that. Goodness gracious. Man, oh, man. I was wondering if we were ever going to get home last year.
Yeah. That was quite the sight. But Oak Ridge coming in, they were coming off a successful season last year, as were the Cubs. And Oak Ridge has two gentlemen on their roster that we'll be keeping an eye on throughout the night, Justin Williams and Joseph Jonah Ajanye. Both these guys committed to the national champion Georgia Bulldogs.
I tell you what, if those young men have been invited to play at the University of Georgia, there's a little bit of talent there.
Exactly. And then also on offense, their running back, Frankie Arthur, had over 1,400 yards rushing and 18 touchdowns last year and committed to Central Florida. So that'll be someone to keep the Cub defense busy.
Another school that's no slouch.
Exactly.
So they play really good football, and I think they're going to be playing again in the Big 12. Am I correct?
Yeah, that starts this year with them moving to the Big 12. Three guys to keep your eye on. And of course, the Cubs starting this year. New quarterback, Jordan Harvey, who was he was on the JV last year, and that JV team went 9-1, now making the jump up to the varsity level, and we'll see what he can do. He won out from what Coach Youngs was telling me, won out a strong quarterback battle during spring and summer ball, and he's won the confidence of the coaches, and they're going to send him out there tonight.
I tell you what, I really do like the idea, and you and I had talked about this last year. If there would have only been a way that Rylan Wooten could have been our quarterback for another year, maybe his junior year and maybe even his sophomore year, I tell you what, that 1 year of experience really makes a lot of difference, and it's going to pay dividends for Jordan Harvey.
Exactly, and we'll see. We'll get our first glimpse of him a little later on tonight, and so many good returning players for the Cubs. We'll talk about that in the when we give the starting lineups here in a little bit. And speaking of Coach Danny Youngs, we're going to hear from him in just a little bit. But first, let's take our next break and send you back to the studios and hear these words from our Brenham Cub pregame sponsors.
When you're in trouble and need a helping hand, call A Freedom Bail Bonds for experience you can trust. When you only have one call, make it count. Call A Freedom Bail Bonds. They offer 24/7 service, alcohol monitoring, and electronic GPS monitoring. A Freedom Bail Bonds at 109 South St. Charles Street in downtown Brenham services Washington and the surrounding counties. A Freedom Bail Bonds. They put your feet back on the street. Call 979-836-4407 or toll free at 1-877-836-4407 for A Freedom Bail Bonds. Se habla español. License number 05WC0013.
Sending money to family and friends is quick and easy with Zelle. Find Zelle in the Brenham National Bank mobile app. Money sent with Zelle goes directly from your checking account to theirs and makes it easy to split the cost of a dinner with a friend, send money for a birthday, wedding, or graduation gift. Zelle is wholly owned by Early Warning Services, LLC, herein under license. U.S. checking account or savings account required to use Zelle. Transactions between enrolled users typically occur in minutes. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun and easy. Member FDIC.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC. For 60 years, this community has put their trust in our dealership, and we're here to say that our commitment to our customers is just as strong today as it was when we first opened. Our inventory continues to grow, and our staff is ready to serve with that great customer service you've come to know. Our service and body shop experts are also ready to assist with whatever your vehicle needs may be. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962, located on Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Need your PC repaired but hate to tear it down and haul it to the computer store? Those days are gone. If you call Computer Helpers, they offer remote repair services to fix all kinds of software issues. All you need is an internet connection, and Computer Helpers can log in and remotely fix and repair your Mac or PC. Just call the nerds at Computer Helpers at 979-836-6098. The Nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham.
Burger King in Brenham proudly presents the Texas Double Whopper. Everything's bigger and better in Texas, including the new Texas Double Whopper. The 2 quarter-pound savory flame-grilled beef patties topped with American cheese, crispy bacon, freshly sliced jalapenos, pickles, sliced white onions, tomatoes, lettuce, mayonnaise, and mustard, all served up on a soft sesame seed bun, is so good you can hang your hat on it. For a burger that lives up to its name, head on down to Burger King in Brenham at 1101 North Park Street.
And we welcome you back. The Brenham Cub countdown to kickoff is on, and we're going to send you down to the field. And Tommy's standing by with Coach Danny Youngs.
That way. Coach Youngs.
Yes, sir.
We're not going to ask you the famous question about the weather because we all know what the weather is like.
Yeah.
Well, we know you got a tough contest tonight. We all know. We've been reading a little bit. We understand they have a couple of pretty talented athletes.
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, everybody we play is going to be talented this year. I don't think there's going to be 1 week on the schedule where you look out there and you're not going to see one or two D1 guys. They just happen to have, you know, a couple of SEC guys and, you know, tailback going D1. But, you know, you're going to see that a lot this year.
You're going to see it anyway. So, okay, the question is, you lost a really talented athlete in Rylan Wooten. What can you tell us about the starting quarterback?
Well, you know, it's not going to be one guy to change, you know, take Wooten's spot. It's going to take a bunch of guys just, you know, filling in and you know, doing their roles. You know, between the running backs, quarterbacks, receivers, everybody's got to do their jobs. Like, you know, when you lose a senior class, we had a good senior class last year. You know, you got to just, you know, do your job. Do your part, do your job. And when your opportunity comes to make plays, make plays.
Everybody healthy?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Looking good. You know, excited about tonight. Ready to get out on the field and, you know, see someone else. It's, you know, it was nice to have the scrimmage last week, but I think, you know, especially with the little bit later start time, kids are really excited, ready to get going.
Well, that's good. Well, good luck to you tonight. We hope you come out with a W.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right. That was Tommy with Coach Danny Youngs. And we'll take another break and be back with a look at our starting lineups after we hear these words from our sponsors.
State Farm can insure your car, your home, your possessions, but infinitely more precious and important, State Farm can insure your family's future. State Farm agent John Breeden can set up the right life insurance policy to protect your family's interest if the need arises. Life insurance from State Farm is tailored to fit your individual needs. So visit State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's life insurance made for you.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing from new conventional to green, energy-efficient roofs and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers this football season.
Cruzy Village's staff and residents would like to wish the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Bucks luck during this year's season. Cruzy Village's charming independent living cottages, set amongst shady tree-lined streets, are unmatched. The award-winning facility is Brenham's only full-service continuum care retirement community, offering independent living, assisted living, memory care, rehabilitation, and long-term skilled nursing. For more information or to schedule a tour, visit cruzyvillage.com. That's cruzyvillage.com. Cruzy Village, a community for the next chapter in your life's story.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in supporting the Cubs during this year's football season.
Tegeler Toyota in Brenham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
And we return to action here as the Brenham Cubs getting set to take on the Oak Ridge War Eagles. Time to take a look at your Brenham Cubs starting lineup. And the starting lineup brought to you by Collier Construction. As a builder, Collier Construction knows the value of integrity, teamwork, and the dedication it takes to participate in extracurricular events. Collier Construction and Highway 290 West in Brenham. And now taking a look at your starting lineups. It is going to be on offense for the Cubs. Jordan Harvey getting started quarterback. Running back is going to be Jalen Ward. H-back is going to be Ivan Salazar. Wide receivers for the Cubs are Deontay Martin, Chris Guidry, and Jose and Dane Cruzy. On the defensive side of the ball for the Cubs at defensive tackle, you got Miguel Rodriguez and Connor Appelt. Defensive ends are John Rigsby and Cole Whitfield. Linebacking core for the Cubs, Cade Moore, Trey Lockett, and Doyle Brown. At the corners, you got Juan Mata and Cartel Brown. And at the safety positions, you got Landon Shipley and Jabrion Moore. The punter for the Cubs this year is Landon Zelinka, and the kicker is Riley Davis. And the team's heading out of the locker room. We're just about ready for the coin toss as well as the national anthem and our opening kickoff. Still to come here, and we're going to send you back to the studios and let's see, that actually should do it for us on the pregame show. We're going to send you back to the studios, and let's hear these words from our sponsors.
Howdy, y'all. Trevor here at WC Tractor, Brenham, New Holland. We have some exciting news. Throughout the month of August, New Holland is running a special on Workmaster 105 and 120-horse cab tractors for 0.99% for 84 months. That's right, you heard me, 0.99% for 84 months. To put the cherry on top, we're throwing in an exclusive 84-month extended protection plan. That's unheard of. Come in and take advantage of these incredible low-rate financing options now until the end of August. Thank you. From your family at WC Tractor, we hope to see you soon, and may the good Lord bless us with some rain.
Wingstop in Brenham is the ultimate destination to cure your chicken cravings. Try their new Lemon Herb Remix, a large 10-piece wing combo with your choice of either boneless or classic wings with up to two flavors. Pair your wings with either fries or veggie sticks, and it includes one dip and a 20-ounce drink. Place your order for the new Lemon Herb Remix online at Wingstop.com or visit them at 2642 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
Blue Bonnet Petroleum is your distributor for Chevron with Techron gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants in Washington County and the surrounding area. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Techron. When it comes to buildup, cleanup in your engine, no other gasoline performs like Chevron with Techron. That means better mileage, better acceleration, and better engine protection. Blue Bonnet Petroleum, your Chevron distributor in Brenham at 4181 Highway 36 North, 979-836-2531.
Hi friends, Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham, a proud supporter of Cub football. We look forward to seeing the Cubs light up the scoreboard this fall. And you too can rack up points with Bank of Brenham's Scorecard Rewards Program. Earn points with every qualified debit card transaction that can be redeemed for future purchases. So whether you swipe left or swipe right, it's always a winning play. Bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. 836-3332 or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
All right, back we go. I forgot we did a little bit more to go on the pregame show. Kind of jumped the gun a little bit there. Apparently, we did have a little technical difficulty, so it cut out on the linemen. But just to let you know, our offensive lineman for the Cubs, Blake Robinson at center. The guards are Antonio Najera and Andre Mojica. And then the tackles are Kobe Holohan and Dane Cruzy. And I believe we got all the rest of the lineup in there for the Cubs. And the Cubs getting ready to take the field as we are going to be set here momentarily for the national anthem. And then they've also got the coin toss as well as then it'll be on to the kickoff.
We got to bring up the sports doc.
Yep.
He just hated the fancy blow-ups.
Yep.
But it's the thing today. You
it
know,
is.
The,
I mean, everybody has got one.
Yeah, everybody has one. Yeah. But, you know, he said, hey, they're out here to play football. But they're going to play football. It's all good. We're going to enjoy the fancy blow-ups all season long.
Oh, yeah. And, the Cubs have got theirs set. I'm kind of surprised they didn't do like a big helmet like Burton. Burton's got the big helmet to run through. I like this though. It's the state of Texas dressed out in Cub green and white. and they're just about ready to run through.
I like the idea, the way we've done it. You know, everybody's got a helmet, so you know, we do things a little differently, so it's all good.
Yep. And here come the Cubs. They're heading out onto the field. And, well, don't seem to be picking up some noise on the crowd mic here. Unless they're just not making a lot of noise yet. Well, be nice if we could get these windows open up here.
They've only been broken for, what, 5-6 years?
Yep.
Or longer?
Yep. Let me see here. Well, there we go. And the color guard making his way to the field.
Which contain more words than music, will you join in singing as the Brenham High School Band plays the Star Spangled Banner?
Back with a coin toss and the kickoff after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsor, or 2 minutes from our sponsor.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon, you wish never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days of being made right.
Our original gold-rimmed, homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavors since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with the winning flavor for everyone. Bluebell proudly supports the Brenham Cubs. Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Brookshire Brothers stores and Independence Food Center in Independence.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Now offering crushed concrete base materials. Just call 530-5476. That's 530-5476.
Okay. You can hear now? Okay. Okay, it was one switch to me. Back we go here, and we are getting set for the opening kickoff for tonight's game. And they got the coin toss. And let's see who is going to win the toss here for the Cubs. They've got Ivan Salazar, Juan Mata, and then John Ridgeby and Blake Robinson.
Burnham will receive the ball to start the game.
All right, there you go. And so the Cubs will receive the ball, and Cubs will defend the north goal, and Oak Ridge will defend the south goal.
Number 3, Justin Williams. Number 7, Vance McGillion.
Yep.
Number 3, Kevin Jefferson. And number 8.
And so we are ready for the kickoff.
Number 1, Ivan Salazar. Number 28, Jeremy Woodsby. Number 7, number 15.
Brown and Moore back to receive and doing the kicking. We have number 31, that is Angel Martinez. You don't see that very often. And so that'll push the ball back 5 yards, and they'll have to re-kick. Or actually can still kick for the first time. They didn't get the kick off. There we go. There's the kick, and we are officially underway. And Cartel Brown on the return. Up to the 21-yard line will be first and 10 for the Cub offense. And our chance for the first look at Jordan Harvey. Thank you. and Harvey's going to keep it himself, and he is going to be brought down for a loss of yardage back to the 19-yard line. It's a loss of two. That will bring up second down and 12. Three receivers set for the Cubs. And handoff goes back the other way. And that is going to be number 12. That's Jalen Ward on the carry. No gain. That'll be my guess. And so third down and 12 for the Cubs. Harvey lined up in the shotgun. And it looks like we got some movement on the line there. And a false start call on Jalen Ward. So that'll move it back an additional 5 yards, and that'll make it third down and 17 for the Cubs. And Harvey back to pass, and he's going to get the completion. That is to Chris Guidry, but he lost more yardage on the play. Or actually, no, he did get a little bit of a gain there, up to the 15-yard line, and so with fourth down, the Cubs are going to have to punt. About a 3-yard completion there to Guidry. Yeah, we got about 10 minutes left to go in the first quarter. We're just underway here. And there is the punt from Landon Zelenka. Cubs get a good roll all the way into War Eagle territory, down to the 39-yard line. And so now the Cub defense having out on the field for the first time. Yeah. And so here we go. And the handoff, that is to Larry DeBose. And he will get it up to the 43-yard line. Gain of 4. They'll bring up second down and 6. Yeah. And pass complete out of the backfield is Jack Emerson is the quarterback, and the pass is complete to number 25, Elijah Ambrosia. Gets to the 48-yard line, and that'll bring up third down and 1. Man in motion. Handoff. And the running back home. Oh, got him for a loss. Brought down by the Cubs in the backfield. Whitfield, a junior defensive end. And a loss back to the 45-yard line. So, let's see, that's a 4-yard loss in the play. And now the War Eagles will have to punt. And back to receive will be Jabrion Moore. And just trying to pick up the other jersey number there. Jose Castillo. And Moore will field it at the 10-yard line, out across the 15 to the 20. 25. And nice return out of that before he's finally brought down. And so it'll be first and 10 for the Cub offense as we're down to 8:14 left to go in the first quarter. And Harvey with a handoff to Jalen Ward. We're trying to find the seam, but just could not get there. And no gain on the play for Ward. Brings up second down and 10 for the Cubs. And play action. Ward going, he's got a man open. And that is going to be caught. And Salazar with a big gain to the 40-yard line in Oak Ridge territory. Harvey finding him wide open on the fly there. Yep, and so ball at the 40-yard line, first and 10 for the Cubs. And Cubs clock ran down, and so they had to burn a timeout. And so we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 60 seconds from our from the sports friends.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Make life easier and let Brenham Produce deliver your feed and do the heavy lifting for you.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family owned and operated dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Reliable Homes of Sealy, for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
Center Church Brenham, joyfully displaying the good news of Jesus in every part of life. 1302 Washington Street, just off Tom Green.
Focused care at Brenham, providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care, where your loved ones are treated like family.
T3 and Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Hyundai of Brenham, Highway 290 West, offering Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty.
Tilleman Construction and Stega Tilleman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Right up the middle, got 4 yards.
And back we go here. And so Cubs trying to drive. And rolling out is Harvey, and the pass is incomplete, going to the sidelines.
What was the closest receiver? Is that, I'll tell you in a minute, Cartel Brown, maybe? Nope, I take that back. It's 18.
Okay. We'll
get that straight.
That would be Chris Guidry.
Yes, Chris Guidry.
And so Harvey working, it's third down and 6. Ball at the 36-yard line. And pass is complete.
Oh, nice catch. That's Cartel Brown.
That's Cartel Brown, yeah.
Ooh, that's
Arnold Castillo, and that's right on the line there. Depends on where they spot the football.
I take that back. You are right. That is.
I know what it was. Cartel was 9 last year, and
yes.
He's 8 this year. And so they did give him the first down there.
Right on the first down mark.
And so first and 10 comes down to 30-yard line, trying to drive here with 6:36 left to go in the first quarter. And handoff around the end. That is Castillo on the end around.
Good defensive coverage there by the War Eagles. Loss of, we're going to call it loss of a little over a yard.
And so that'll bring up second down 11. Man in motion. And Harvey rolling out.
Oh.
And he is going to be sacked for a big loss there.
There's your big guy.
Yep. Or one of them, yeah.
That's one of the big guys.
Justin Williams with the sack all the way back to the 39-yard line, a loss of 9.
Great, great pursuit there by the War Eagles. Oh, my gosh. What is that? A loss of,
yeah.
Is, well, that 8?
A 9. And
nine.
So third down and 19 now. That may be two down territory here for the Cubs. And Harvey rolling out and gets it away, incomplete.
That was Justin Williams in on the tackle again for the War Eagles.
And so it's going to bring it fourth down, and the Cubs will go ahead and punt. And so Zelenka back to do the punting.
Oh,
yeah, that went off the side of his foot. No,
ugly.
Yeah, it was. And rolls out of bounds at the
26. I'm sorry. Sorry about that.
Yeah, so the clock stopped. 5:05 left to go in a scoreless first quarter. Cubs and the War Eagles, first game of the season.
Well, we have the jitters too, Doug. We'll work those out.
Yep. And there is the handoff for the War Eagles.
That was Arthur, I believe. Isn't he 5?
Yes, he is. Frankie, okay. Arthur with his first carry of the ball game.
Okay, coming up to make the tackle for the Cubs, Cade Moore and Trey Lockett. Nice stop.
And rolling out is the quarterback there. That's Jack Emerson. And incomplete pass. And that'll bring up third down and 9.
We're going to say the closest receiver. It wasn't even anywhere near close, but we're going to say is Elijah Ambrosia.
And it's a clock ticking down to 4:30. And looks like maybe a penalty. Ball start against the War Eagles, so that'll push him back 5 yards. And back to pass goes Emerson.
Complete to Gabe Camarillo.
And so Camarillo with a catch. And not enough, though, to pick up the first down. And so the War Eagles will have to punt it away. 4th and 14. And Brenham, as the clock was rolling down, has to burn another timeout. And Coach Young's not happy about having to do so, but with the timeout on the field, we'll take him with him and be back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto, Brenham's go-to place for routine auto care. Highway 290 West, next to Apple 4.
Shop where the builders shop. Woods and Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, providing a family-oriented community with multiple tiers of membership.
Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles, family-oriented general and cosmetic dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 9:45 and Wednesdays at 6:30. And remember, let your light shine.
Kay's Mud Hut, Brenham's doggy resort. Let your pets relax, put their paws up, and stay a while.
Rob's Fun Center in Brenham for your new and pre-owned power sports vehicles and all your service needs.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
And we return there as the punt is fielded by the Cubs, and the ball will be spotted at the 25-yard line. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you on this Friday evening, opening night of Brenham Cub football. And no score here in the first quarter. Harvey with a Salazar in motion. And pass is going to be caught, and that is Deontay Martin. But a loss of yardage on the play.
Big loss. Big pursuit there by the War Eagles.
Tried to go for that swing pass and actually ended up losing four on the back to the 21-yard line. So second and 14 with 3:48 left to go in the first quarter. Well, right now it's been a tale of the two defenses. And Harvey going to tuck it and run and does not get back to the line of scrimmage and may have lost a couple more on that.
Justin Williams for the War Eagles making the tackle.
And so a loss of two on the carry. Third and 16 now.
I'll tell you what, the write-up on Williams is right, Doug. He's all over the field.
He certainly is. We can definitely see why he was a high-rated prospect. And back to pass. It is complete. And that is Chris Guidry with a reception there.
And Justin Williams in on the tackle.
He gets it up to the 31-yard line. That's still going to bring it fourth down and four, so the Cubs will have to punt it away again.
Deep for the War Eagles, Dave Camarillo.
And Zelinka ready to punt. And he gets this one away. And the Cubs are going to let it take a roll and roll down to the almost the 30, about the 35-yard line. It'll be first and 10. Zelinka, by the way, a sophomore punter for the Cubs. And so the Oak Ridge offense to come out on the field.
Getting his feet wet at an early age.
Yes. And now new quarterback in there for the War Eagles. It's Adam Troskler.
Intended for Larry DeBose.
And pass is going to be caught this time on the far side.
James Scott.
And Scott, a sophomore receiver, gets it up to the 40-yard line. And that's going to bring up third down and five for Oak Ridge. Clock down to a minute 35 left to go here in the first quarter.
Is that how we pronounce that, Doug? Trosclair?
That would be my quarterback. That would be my guess.
Quick, very quick release.
And he's looking to throw again. And pass complete.
To DeBose again.
Larry DeBose out of the backfield.
Juan Mata coming up to make a big stop for the Cubs.
And especially good to see Juan back in there after that injury he suffered at the end of last season.
If our memory is correct, that was at Lake Creek.
Yeah. And I asked him about it at media day, and he said he's fully healed and ready to go.
See, he looked like it on there. Very good defensive play by Juan Mata.
And so now they'll punt the football away as we're down to 40 seconds left. And they're just going to let it roll.
Cade Moore was deep for the Cubs. Good coverage by the War Eagles.
As we're down to 34 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Ball spotted at the 32-yard line. And pass. Oh, we got a little trick play here. He went out to Guidry. Now Guidry trying to go back the other way. And it ends up being a loss of yardage.
Coming up to make the stop for the War Eagles, D'Angelo Jackson.
Ball back to the 30-yard line. That might be the last play of the quarter. And it is, and that is the end of the first quarter, and we're scoreless. And so we'll bring you a quarter number two after we hear 60 seconds from our sports friends.
Thrivin Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Aschenbeck, Henny Molly, Barney Lush, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
In the market for a new ride? Stop in at Apple Ford in Brenham and ask for Johnny, the car guy.
3F Tree Transplanting. The best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3FTreeTransplanting.com.
WC Tractor. Serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at wctractor.com.
Brenham Family Dental, offering exams and x-rays and accepting new patients at 2001 South Market in Brenham.
Gather with Christ Lutheran Church on Wednesday evening or Sunday morning. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Forever Young Resale Shop. 701 East Commerce, for gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Collier Construction, time-honored values and innovative strategies since 1938.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
And back we go as we start the second quarter. And Harvey with a handoff, or fakes the handoff, and going incomplete.
That's 14.
That's Deontay Martin. And next play on the run is Harvey, and pass to the far side, incomplete. And I'll bring a fourth down and 12. And we're waiting on it, but as back to punt goes Zelenka once again. This is our Brenham Cup first touchdown quarter, and Nathan's Barbecue proud to sponsor the first touchdown. You visit Nathan's Barbecue for lunch specials daily, including brisket, street tacos, hamburger steaks, home style fried chicken, and backed by popular Van's Sunday specials. Every first Sunday is turkey and dressing. You make the call. Nathan's Barbecue, 1309 Prairie Lee Street, proud supporters of area sports. And for your chance to win during the first touchdown, stop by Nathan's Barbecue and register. And the Cubs score. We didn't have a touchdown in the first quarter, but they score one in this quarter. Tommy and I will pick a name, and that person will win a rack of ribs.
Camarillo Fair caught the ball for the War Eagles.
And so first and 10 at the 37-yard line.
10 is back in, Doug.
And draws clear with the pass, and that is complete. That is Ricky Stukes on the reception.
We have a flag on the play. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's...
That's a biggie.
That's a biggie. A personal foul, face mask against the Cubs. And so that'll march 15 yards off against them.
Puts the War Eagles in Cub territory.
And Mojica's pass is complete to Stukes again, and he's run out of bounds. And that'll bring up second down and 10.
Run out of bounds by Cartel Brown.
Ball.
Got it right now.
There you go.
Got it right. Sorry about that.
That's at the 40-yard line. Second down and 3. And handoff, that goes to Arthur, and he's going to be hit for a loss of yardage.
I tell you what, he was tripped up in the backfield there by number 16. Is that right? Am I seeing right? Did I see
someone? I don't have one listed. Or is it that maybe 15, maybe? Trey Lockett?
Yeah, let's go with 15 then.
There we go. And so out of the shotgun, third down and 4. Crossclair gets rid of the ball and quickly and incomplete. He was intended for number 25, Elijah Ambrosia.
Good job there on coverage there by Daylon Watson for the Cubs.
And it's a 4th and 4. Yeah, it looks like they're going to punt this one away and try to pin the Cubs deep. .10:34 left to go. Coming up at halftime, we'll have our Mattress Guys halftime naptime giveaway. And also, we'll find out who's our HEB Scholar Athlete of the Week. And we'll hear from the Brenham Cub Marching Band.
Not a good punt, Doug.
No, it was not.
It was much higher than it was long.
Yep.
What is it, rolled dead at was that 24?
Let's see where the umpires or the referees are going to spot the football. They're going to spot it at the 24-yard line. So first and 10 for the Cub offense. So far, neither one of these teams have managed to break through yet. And RBI, the shotgun pass, is going to be caught by Salazar. And looks like he maybe got back to the line of scrimmage, and that's about it.
Looks like we have an injury.
And trainer's checking out the injured player. Not sure if it's a cub or if it's an eagle.
It is a war eagle. He made the tackle, Doug.
Okay.
I'm trying to get that number. I hope it's nothing serious.
And it comes to training staff out there to assist with the assist the War Eagle training staff.
I want to say that's a good sign. He rolled over on his back, but it'll be a good sign when we see him get up.
And there we go.
That's number six. And Lindsey Ejekum.
Okay, and he's a senior defensive back on the War Eagle team.
There's that little dump pass out in the left flat. He came up to make a nice stop. The ATV is a little late.
Yeah, they were... They were about to go out there and get him, and then he's already been walked off the field under his own power.
Which is the plus.
Exactly. So now we're ready to resume action. Man in motion. Harvey back to pass. He's going to let her fly. And incomplete. He had a couple of receivers downfield.
Is that 18?
Yep, Chris Guidry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tell you what, just overthrown. He was wide open. Well, we found out. Yeah. Gordon Harvey can air it out.
He certainly can. Now just got to get somebody to run it and catch it. And so clock stops on the incompletion with 10:04 left to go in the second quarter. No score yet between the Cubs and the War Eagles. Third down and 10. And hand off to Jalen Ward. Ward will get it up to the 26-yard line. A 3-yard pickup.
That's Justin Williams in on the stop again for the War Eagles.
And so the Cubs will have to punt. And there is the punt. And it's going to take a big Cub roll all the way down to the 23-yard line. And another great punt by Zelenka.
Camarillo was deep for the War Eagles, and he just stayed away from it. Great roll there.
I tell you what, Zelenka's earning his keep tonight.
No, he's earning his keep. He's taking care of business.
Ball at the 23-yard line. First and 10 for the War Eagles.
Looks like 16 in there.
Yep, and that would be...
Hands off to 12.
Emerson was the quarterback to start the game, and handoff was to DeBose.
Was that pick up a three? We'll call it three.
Yep. Ball up to the 26-yard line. Second down and 7 for the War Eagles. Emerson takes a snap, and then he'll fake the handoff, keeping himself around the end across the 30 to the 35, and he'll pick up the first down.
Run out of bounds by number 8, Cartel Brown.
And so got up to the 36 as Willow spot the football. First and 10 for the War Eagles with 9 minutes left to go in the quarter. Man in motion. Play action. Emerson going deep. He's got a man open. It's going to be intercepted.
That's three.
That is Jabrion Moore on the interception. And he'll return it to the 44-yard line.
Finally brought down by Larry DeBose for the War Eagles. Great play there by Jabrion Moore.
Yep, and so that'll be first and 10 for the Cubs at the 44-yard line. And I'll see if they can capitalize on that.
It was a great defensive play there. Great coverage there by Moore.
Moore, a junior. He was a starter last year as a sophomore already. And now he and his brother Cade being counted on to lead the team this on the defensive side this year. And Arby's pass complete to Chris Guidry. Gets to midfield.
Coming up to make a stop for Cameron Fletcher for the War Eagles.
So second down at six.
I tell you, we'll take that, Doug. Take 6 yards at a pop.
Yeah.
I like that.
Exactly. Take what they can give you. And end off. That is to... Let's see, that's
17.
That is Braylon Ragston on the carry, and he's going to actually be dropped for a loss back to the 49.
Guess who's at the bottom of the stack?
Would that be Mr. Williams there?
That is Mr. Williams at the bottom of the stack.
And so loss of one, and bring up third down.
We could pick a defensive player of the game pretty easy right now.
Yeah.
But it's not in our favor.
Yeah, that's true. .7:30 left to go here until halftime. Harvey back to pass. He's being pursued. He's going to tuck it himself and be brought down just shy of the first down marker.
Again, nice open field tackle there by Justin Williams. I tell you what, he's living up to his billing, Doug.
He certainly is, up to the 47-yard line, fourth and one, and the Cubs will be back to punt again.
Folks, it may sound like we're rooting for the War Eagles, but we're not. But this young man, we knew coming into this game that he had a lot of potential, and he's the real deal.
Absolutely. We're just kind of in awe right now. And fair catch.
Fair catch.
That is going to be down at the 8-yard line. So Zelenka with another good punt, and and for the War Eagles, that's their worst field position in the first half. So now, down that far end, we'll see if maybe the Cubs can get a turnover here and try to punch one in.
Looks like Emerson in a quarterback.
Yeah, and it is, with Arthur in the backfield. And off goes to Arthur, and he will maybe get back to the line of scrimmage, and that's about it.
I tell you what, nice gang tackle there, and we're going to say led by 73, that's Miguel Rodriguez.
And so that'll bring up second down and 10 from the 8-yard line. Down to 6 minutes left to go here in the first half. And it was a fake handoff, and Emerson keeping it to himself. But the Cubs snuff it out.
Cade Moore coming up to make the stop for the Cubs.
And that was just a one-yard pickup there. Cade Moore, senior linebacker. Second on the team in tackles last year.
Cade Moore again doing a good job this evening.
And Emerson's going to just tuck it and run. And just a draw up the middle.
Straight draw. Nice open field tackle there by Jabrion Moore.
And it's going to be short of the first down. And so the War Eagles will have to punt as we're down to 5 minutes left to go in the second quarter.
Tell you what, a really, really good opportunity here for the Cubs to get some good field position.
You got
it's Jabrion Moore deep for the Cubs.
Yep. And we're going to get a timeout called. And so with the timeout, we're still scoreless here. And we'll be back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Buying or selling property? Trust Robin Landaway, expert real estate broker with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate.
Apple Ford in Brenham, the go-to spot for your next new or used Ford.
J&A Roofing specializes in all aspects of roofing from new construction to green energy efficient roofing materials.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, financial advisor. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
For quality health care and the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham's favorite local car dealership. Shop online with Mike Leonard at appleford.com.
BVR Materials. They're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center for hard-hitting savings on your favorite brands.
And there's the punt, and took kind of a weird bounce on the turf there before the War Eagles finally fielded at the they'll down at the 46-yard line.
We got a Cub roll, and then it came back, and we had a War Eagle roll.
Yeah. So now the Cubs will come back out on offense here. We'll see if they can.
See if we can get a good sustained drive.
They've got good field position to start at the War Eagle 46-yard line. No score here from Cub Stadium on opening night. And we got the handoff.
I couldn't see the number. I'm assuming that's Ward.
And
no,
well, no, this
7-17.
That's Braylon Ragston on the carry. Gain is to the 43. It's a 3-yard pickup. Second down and 7 for the Cubs. Clock ticking down to 3:55. Salazar in motion. Play action, and it's going to be
14,
and that's DeAndre Martin with a catch. And he will pick up the Brenham Cub first down.
Hey, a nice throw there by Jordan Harvey. Nice pass route run there by.
And it's a ball at the 25-yard line, first and 10 for the Cubs. As we're down to 3:18 left to play here in the first half, no score. And pass is going to be incomplete.
He was looking 14 again.
Looking for Martin again. Deontay Martin, junior wide receiver.
Nice coverage over there by Jackson Wiley for the War Eagles.
And it's going to bring up second down and 10. And hand off to Ragston. Ragston clears his way through. And he may pick up another first down.
Jackson Wiley in on the stop for the War Eagles. I tell it was a nice open field tackle there by Wiley.
And up to the 12-yard line, first and 10 for the Cubs. We had 2:50 left to go.
When you get here, Doug, you got to get points.
Exactly. And the main thing, too, also don't turn it over. And hand off to Ragston, and his pass. And the fans wanting a holding call on there.
He dumped it off to 14 to Deontay Martin.
Yeah, and that's going to bring
out of bounds.
Second down. Ball spot on the 12-yard line. Second and 10. We get, clock stops on the incompletion with 2:31. Cubs do have one timeout left. And we got a flag down. Okay, so they called a holding penalty against the Cubs and pass interference against Oak Ridge. So those wipe the two penalties offset, and they will replay the down.
So all of that excitement. And we'll replay.
Yep.
I tell you what, Doug, we have to say, nice Brenham crowd tonight.
It is. It's a huge
nice War Eagle crowd.
Yeah. Both sides pretty full. And Harvey going to tuck it himself, looking for an open running room. And he's going to be stopped back to the 15-yard line.
I'll let you guess who made the tackle.
They have a pretty good idea.
Justin Williams is all over the field.
And so that'll bring up second down.
You think Kirby Smart may enjoy watching that?
I think he will.
Nick Saban may be making a trip to Oak Ridge.
And play action going deep. Pass tipped. Incomplete.
Ooh, I tell you what, 24 for the War Eagles is Caleb Uiste. Got his hand on the ball but couldn't bring it in.
Yeah, Chris Guidry, if he'd have hauled that one in, that would have been six there. And so it'll bring up third down at 13.
I tell you what, Harvey definitely put some zip on that ball.
Clock stop with 1:47.
You think this four down territory, Doug? Do you think we'll?
I think it very well could be. All the way, and the Cubs are going to go ahead and use that last timeout.
Timeout, which is probably a good idea.
And so we'll take it with them. Be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sports friends.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care.
changing patients' lives for years to come.
Herman Furniture, there's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Mr. Windshield, here for all of your auto glass needs. 2831 U.S. 290 West, Brenham. 979-217-1034.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park Street in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your automotive needs.
Korth & Linke Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at korthandlinkewelding.com.
Awards and more, creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley, Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions. Changing lives and making a difference, making his mission our mission.
And hurry with the pass to Braylon Raxton. He breaks free into the end zone for the Brenham Cub touchdown.
I tell you what, great move down there by Raxton. Caught the ball and, you know, worked his way into the end zone.
And so
it's on the board right before the half.
Minute 40. And here's the extra point attempt. And we're going to get a whistle. So Harvey with his first touchdown pass. It's going to be all sides on the defense. So Harvey to Braylon Raxton for the first touchdown pass of the season from 12 yards out.
Well, we're a yard and a half closer, but they're still looking at going for one.
And the extra point attempt is up by Davis, and it's good. And so with a minute 40 left to go here in the first half. Oh, and by the way, we've got to draw our winner here now.
Oh, yes.
The winner of the Buccaneer Food Store Nathan's Barbecue. First ever touchdown quarter, and our winner, it's going to be
Annette Ambrose.
Okay, Annette, congratulations. You are the winner. You are going to win. You win a free rack of ribs courtesy of Nathan's Barbecue Buccaneer Food Store with the first touchdown of the game. And
end of the year.
And Nathan's Barbecue, proud to sponsor the first touchdown. Visit Nathan's Barbecue for lunch specials daily, including brisket, street tacos, hamburger steaks, home-style chicken. And back by popular demand, the Sunday specials. Every first Sunday is turkey and dressing. You make the call. Nathan's Barbecue, 1309 Prairie Lee Street. Proud supporters of area sports. For your chance to win during the first touchdown, stop by Nathan's Barbecue and register.
And there is no fib about that.
Absolutely. And so congratulations on that. And
I noticed something that Daniel was doing the other day, Doug. He was cutting a rack of ribs in half. They vac seal it, and you can pick it up outside and take it home and warm it up yourself.
Oh, wow. That's good. And there is the kick. And it is going to be fielded. That is by number three from the War Eagles. That is Tavion Jefferson. And
was that Trey Lockett on the stop?
Yep, and looks like we may have a little skirmish there. And coach is jumping right in, doing the right thing, jumping right in there and making sure doesn't get out of hand.
Well, the one thing with the Cubs do not want to do at this point is give up a quick touchdown by the War Eagles.
Exactly. Cubs leading it here 7-0 in the second quarter.
All in all, they've done a really good job on defense.
They really have. I mean, they've kept them in check. Multiple flags down. Now the referee's conferring. Yeah, let's see if we get a verdict here.
As Doc would say about that, that's a scary thought also. Oh, my goodness.
So unsportsmanlike penalties called against both teams, and so they will offset.
After all the excitement.
Yeah.
The ball is on the what? Is that 38-yard line?
38-yard line, yep. And so first and 10.
Okay, that is Trosclair back in at quarterback, Doug.
Okay, Trosclair out of the shotgun. Two receivers to each side. And back to pass, and it is complete.
Complete to one.
That would be James Scott. Only got a couple of yards there. Got out of bounds just long enough to stop the clock. Second down and 8. Trosclair out of the shotgun. And he will let this one fly incomplete. And that time he was looking for Tavion Jefferson. That'll bring up third down and 8.
Cade Moore in on the coverage for the Cubs.
And so minute 15. And Oak Ridge also knows that they deferred to the second half, so they will get the ball to start the second half, which may be why they're not in an overly big hurry here. And takes the handoff, and Trosclair going to keep it himself. And out across midfield. And did we get a fumble on the play there?
We're going to see.
And are they going to say they kept it? And we got an injured player down.
It looks like it's going to be War Eagles' ball.
Yep.
But they are discussing it.
Yep. And the injured player down on the far side of the field being attended to by the training staff. And that is Trosclair.
That was Trosclair down.
And they get him up, and he's walking off under his own power, so that's always a good sign. Okay, they said the Cubs never had possession. The ball went out of bounds at midfield, so that's where the War Eagles will have it. Cubs got to hold them here for a minute and 2 seconds.
At 16.
And that was Emerson back. He's come back in at quarterback with the injury to Trosclair.
Dumps the ball out of bounds. Kind of underhand throw there.
And that stops the clock with 54 seconds. And back to pass, and it is complete, out of bounds. He got it up ahead to number 80. That is Ricky Stukes.
That's Cartel Brown on the coverage there for the Cubs.
Another pickup. They get to the 40-yard line. Will be a first and 10. 47 seconds left on the clock. And going to get a whistle here. Got some movement there. I believe Oak Ridge jumped off sides. Yes, they did. One of the linemen moved too early. And so back them up to the 45-yard line.
When you're moving the football, that's what drives a coach crazy.
Yeah.
Take your money,
And back to pass. And incomplete.
Intended for 80 again.
That is Stukes. Second down and 15. 43 seconds left.
Cade Moore, closest Cub on the coverage there.
And snap is over the quarterback's head. Emerson got to run it down, and now he's in pursuit. Just got to get rid of it.
Tell you what, great pursuit there by number 15 for the Cubs. That's Trey Lockett. Good job.
Almost got a big sack there. And so it'll bring up third down and 15, and that took it down to 37 seconds left.
Oh, this could be really big here, Doug, if they go for it.
It is
only third down. Sorry about that.
Yep. Cubs still with Oakridge still with two timeouts. Cubs have used both of theirs.
Oh, my goodness.
And Emerson keeping the ball himself and gets a big carry down to the 32-yard line. And so Oakridge now on the fourth down and two. Now they're going to just they more than likely are going to go for it here.
Tripped up there by John Rigsby for the Cubs.
25 seconds left on the clock, and they call a timeout. And yeah, we're just going to keep it right here. And as we said, coming up here at the half, we will hear from our Brenham Cub Marching Band. We're also going to have the Mattress Guys Halftime Naptime Giveaway. We'll find out who the HEB Scholar of the Week is. And also our Whataburger What a Play of the first half. All that and so much more here to come on our broadcast. We're so glad you could be with us here on this Friday evening. And so now here we go. Emerson out of the shotgun.
Big play here for the Cub defense.
And handoff goes to DeBose, and DeBose picks up the first down.
Quick time out there by the War Eagles.
And so they call that, they use. That's their last timeout. You got 19.2 seconds left on the clock. Defense got to take a stand here, trying to keep them out of the end zone.
Tell you what we do not want to do is give up a touchdown here, and then we hand the ball right back to them at the start of the second half. Definitely a momentum shift. But that hasn't happened yet. So
play action. Emerson gonna let it fly. Bass is caught. Oh, now another referee saying incomplete.
The ball was intended for Tavian Jefferson.
So that incomplete pass, so bring up second down and 10. I guess ruling that he trapped it rather than making the reception. And it's down to 12.4 seconds. And Emerson back to pass, and Rodney was almost at him. And he breaks free and lets it fly. In, it's going to be intercepted. That's Jabrion Moore with his second interception of the half.
Nice defensive play there by Jabrion Moore.
And that is that also was enough to end the half. And so we are going to halftime. Cubs lead it 7-0. And back after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Christy Schlotman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park.
offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication gives each job the time and care it takes to give you the quality you deserve.
Plants and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Brittam Quality Meat Market offers fresh meats and much more at 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Winston Water Cooler of Brenham, your local wholesale commercial and residential plumbing supply, located at 2294 South Market Street.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has a spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery and Barbecue is the place to go.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, 606 South Austin. For the classic toys you remember, like pedal cars, trains, and rocking horses.
Pool Techs, the pool professionals, specializing in custom pools and spas with servicing available, 319 South Austin.
All right, and as the Brennan man working their way out onto the field, it's time now for our Mattress Guys halftime nap time giveaway. And right now, be the fifth caller to the KWHI studios at 979-836-9937, and you'll win a Z-Gel Convolution Pillow from the Mattress Guys. Just call in to 979-836-9937 and be the fifth caller. The Z-Gel Convolution Pillow is infused with gel to create a cooler sleeping atmosphere with different levels of customizable support for all your sleeping positions, and you can get yours at the Mattress Guys. Owner and native Brennamite Anthony Jasinski invites you to stop in his store, 2668 Highway 36 South in the Blue Violet Shopping Center, and stop in and check out their Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattress sets and the wide selection of pillows and sheets. At least only one pillow winner per household during the Cub football season. Or actually, I think this is the Oak Ridge band that is out here on the field right now. And so that's the nap time giveaway. And we will find out our winner here momentarily. And coming up next, we will have our HEB Scholar of the Week. And we'll find out who that is after we send you back to the studios. And let's hear from our HEB sponsor. Actually, let's hold here. I guess we'll check in on that momentarily. But first half, we got the stats for you. And first of all, for passing-wise for the Cubs, for Jordan Harvey, 9 out of 16, 85 yards passing and a touchdown. And rushing-wise, been a little tough night here for the Cubs running the football. And so far, the leading ball carrier is it's one I don't have listed on. I'll have to check in on that. They've got one here that I don't have listed on our roster that we were given by the coach. And so we'll double check on that. But meanwhile, the Cubs are rushing only 14 carries for 7 yards in the first half. Meanwhile, leading receivers for the Cubs, you had Chris Guidry, 3 catches, 19 yards. Deontay Martin, 2 catches, 14 yards. Also, Ivan Salazar, 2 catches for 32 yards. And Dixon with that touchdown. And so that is your halftime statistics. And let's send you back to the studios and hear these words from our sponsors.
Downtown Brenham for over 75 years.
Brenham Collision Center. Quality service, timely repairs, excellent customer service. 810 West Main.
Allen Day Funeral Homes and Crematorium.
when you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
For dozer work, excavation services, demolition work for commercial and residential services, Baker's Ag Service.
For an unparalleled dining experience and exceptional cuisine, visit Los Cabos Mexican Grill and Steakhouse in Brenham.
K&H Portable Toilets. Call 836-0552. For clean, affordable toilets, remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Shop J&J Packing Company, wholesale meat distributor specializing in pork products.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures, they preserve memories.
And back we go here. It's time now for our HEB Scholar Athlete of the Week. It's actually one of our own football players here. Tommy Connor Schlotman is our HEB Scholar of the Week.
Hey, there we go.
And so his favorite subject is math. Favorite teacher is Mrs. Stoltz.
Mrs. Stoltz teaches math?
I don't know. That's a good question.
That's
to
an
ask.
Interesting question.
And favorite sport or extracurricular activity, of course, is football.
There it is.
And it says for college university plans, he's planning on going to A&M and pursuing a degree in finance. And then advice to others when preparing for the future, he said, enjoy the time you have because it goes quickly.
Great words there from that young man. Time goes by.
And so congratulations to Connor Schlotman. He's our HEB Scholar of the Week. And back with more after we hear these words from our sponsors.
HEB knows back to school. It's the place you can pick up crayons for the little one, classroom supplies for the teacher in your life, and everything your college student needs for a home away from home. HEB has a complete back-to-school collection with everything from glue to Purell. And back-to-school is a busy time. It might feel like you don't have time to shop. So HEB is offering free curbside pickup on next-day orders now through October. Make Brenham HEB your one-stop back-to-school shop.
Yeah, I got this from him Thursday.
Okay. Yes. Did you really?
Yeah, he gave this to me Thursday.
No, I actually think it is him. He JV last year, he was...
Okay.
Or does JV? He was in junior high.
Junior high, yeah.
He was nuts.
Okay, yeah.
He might be like 17 years old.
Yeah.
May have been held back a couple times.
Okay. All right, well... All right, and let's see. Sorry about that. We were just getting a clarification. Apparently, we had our roster was listed. It was Braylon Ragson. It was actually Jacoby Dixon was the number 17, so he was the one that actually caught the touchdown pass there. So. Actually, we can blame Coach on that because he didn't give us an updated roster.
Great job there by Michael Groves.
Yep.
Always Johnny on the spot.
Yep. So that was Jacoby Dixon on the touchdown there. And so now we've got the Brenham Cub Marching Band getting ready to come out for their halftime show. And so we will go ahead and send it down to the band and... let me make a little switch here. Okay.
Company and La Morello Sweet Market. The 2023-2024 bells are led by Lieutenant Olivia Pattinson. First Lieutenant Grayson Strick. Captain and Officer of the Week, Teresa Guerrero, and Major Kaylin Kirk. Treasurer is Reese Ortiz, Secretary is Audra Poole, and President is Maddie Costin. Spirit Girl of the Week is Jasmine Franklin, and Bell of the Week is Aaliyah Wolf. Tonight, the Bells will perform a strip routine to Hooked on a Feeling, performed by the Cub Band. now introducing your very own Brenham High School Cup Band. Performing the title song to the classic Western movie, The Magnificent Seven. Sunset. The show follows the tale of a lonely cowboy as he contemplates love and loss and how the itching sunset comes the promise of a new day. Tonight we will perform part two based on the end credits theme for the movie Silverado by Bruce Cotton. Under the field direction of drum majors Candice Gonzalez, Jose Santamaria Ambrosio, and Leslie Solis, your very own Brenham High School Cup Band, and with each new sunset. We'll be right back. Brown would like to thank you for your support and attention.
All right, you've been listening to the Brenham Cup Marching Band Halftime Show. And we're getting ready for the second half. But first, let's send you back to the studios and hear these words from our sponsors.
Coverage, price, and service that only a local agency can provide. Wellman Insurance. Neighbors serving neighbors.
La Morella's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
The UPS Store and the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center. They do a lot more than just shipping. Come see what one store can do.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash. Across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Bank with Bob, Bank of Brenham, your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant in Brenham offers a full menu with all your favorite Mexican appetizers and entrees.
Computer Helpers, Brenham's favorite choice for new computer sales and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day in Brenham.
Felder's Buy and Buy for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Slider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats Big City Gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Oh, by the way, as we come back here, we need to mention congratulations brought to Carol Dean, our Mattress Guys winner. And Carol, enjoy that convolution fillet. let's see here. Okay. Forgot to plug TL back in. Okay. And congratulations, as we said, to Carol Dean, our Mattress Guys winner. And enjoy that convolution pillow. It is really something you will sleep so much.
Of the art.
It certainly is. And,
kind of like the weight loss program.
Yep.
It's state of art.
Pillow. And as always, we thank Anthony for his support of Brenham Cubs Sports. Been a big
since support. Since he moved to Brenham.
Yeah.
Been a strong supporter of the athletic programs at Brenham High School.
Yeah. And, of course, I understand now with Della running for Fair Queen, he's been heavily campaigning for her.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, we wish all, of course, all the Fair Queen candidates best of luck as that's a little over a month away now.
Oh, it's here. It is. In fact, it was 4 weeks from this past Wednesday. Uh-huh. Well, actually, the barbecue cook-off will start the Saturday before that. So,
yeah.
You know, we're down to, you know, less than 3 weeks. So
yeah.
Here we are. It's fair time. And,
yeah. And football time as well. And as we come back, our lone touchdown came in the second quarter as it was Harvey to Dixon for the touchdown. And that is where we stand right now. It is 7-0 Cubs. It was really a good defensive battle this first half.
Oh, it was a very, very good defensive battle. I tell you what, the young man over there on the sidelines for Oak Ridge, number four, has been all over the field for Oak Ridge this evening.
Yeah.
Just an outstanding football player, and
yeah.
he's done a number on the Cubs.
Yeah, Justin Williams, as we said at the top of the program, is already committed to the Georgia Bulldogs, and he's showing why, because he has been a beast out there. But the Cubs have done a good job of just taking what the War Eagles give them, and the defense has played really well. Jabrion Moore with two big interceptions there in that first half.
No doubt about it. Jabrion Moore, two big interceptions this evening for the Cubs. He's been all over the field this evening.
Yeah, and so we expect more here from the second half. We're going to take one final break, and when we come back, we'll have our second half kickoff after we hear these words from the sports friends.
Vacations anywhere in the world with Cruise Planners. Call 836-4085.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Book your party early and let Skavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 836-8778.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving Washington County and the surrounding areas with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Cold Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Giddings. Have it your way at Burger King.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning. Call to optimize your financial future. 836-9311.
Parts and more. Parts for everything and much more. Now certified with Identigo Identity Services.
And so the two teams coming out. Now, Oak Ridge will get the ball to start the second half because they won the toss and deferred. And here come the Cubs back out on the field. And want to let you know, from kickoff to the fourth quarter, Christy Slopeman, your local Farmers Insurance agent, is here to make sure you're protected both on and off the field, just like a strong defense. Christy's got your back when it comes to insurance. So when life throws unexpected challenges your way, Farmers Insurance, tackle them with Farmers Insurance, or Farmers Insurance tackles them with confidence. Christy Slotman, your local agent with Farmers Insurance, invites you to stop by her office at 201 North Park Street, downtown Brenham, and come out and cheer the Brenham Cubs and number 51 Connor Slotman this Cubs season. And so here we go. It'll be Riley Davis to kick off for the Cubs. And back deep to receive. They have number 80. That's Ricky Stukes. And then the other is, looks like number 3. That would be Tavion Jefferson.
That is what it is, Doug.
And so Davis ready for the second half kickoff.
Need a big defensive stand on this kickoff.
And he sends this one deep, and it's going to be fielded about the 7-yard line by Stukes. Stukes out over to the 20 and brought down to the 19-yard line. Cubs with good coverage on the kickoff.
I'll tell you what, a nice open field tackle there by Jalen Ward for the Brenham Cubs.
And so they will spot it at the 19-yard line, and that's where the War Eagles will start things off.
And it looks like Emerson, right?
Yep, that is Emerson, along with Frankie Arthur in the backfield.
We have not seen a great deal of Arthur this evening.
Yeah, he has been surprisingly quiet. And this time they give him the ball, and he breaks one tackle and another. Now he's out across the 20 and finally run out of bounds.
That's 3. Jabrion Moore running him out of bounds.
And he gets him up to the 25-yard line, and that will bring up 2nd down and 5. 6 yards on the carry. And we're just in the way of the second half. Brenham Cubs leading the War Eagles 7-0. And Emerson hands off to Arthur once again, and he's around the end and run out of bounds by Cartel Brown. Looks like he picked up the first down. Got it up to the 34-yard line.
the way they're starting out here the second half, Doug's, we may see a little bit more of Arthur this half.
Yeah. As you said, Tommy didn't use much in the first half, so he's got pretty fresh legs out there. And Emerson, running for his life, has to get the ball away.
Good coverage there by the Cubs.
As Doyle Brown chasing him down there. And that'll bring up second down and 10. And fakes the handoff. Emerson going to keep it himself. And he's going to be brought down just across the 40-yard line. And we got an injured player down for the War Eagles. Yeah, it looks like that. And the trainer's out to check on him. Yeah, his clock stops with 11:19 left to go in the third quarter. That's number 77, Walker Mott, one of the linemen.
Good to see him walking off the field. A little gingerly, but at least he's walking off the field.
And yeah, so we're ready to resume play here. Emerson with two in the backfield, and then two receivers to the right, one to the left. And hands off to Arthur again. He's around the end. And he will pick up the first down out across the 45 to about the 47.
Run out of bounds by Cade Moore for the Cubs.
So first and 10. Ball at the War Eagle 47-yard line. And handoff goes to Arthur again, getting a steady dose this time. He gets it up to midfield, and he's brought down.
Oh, nice stop there by Trey Lockett for the Cubs.
And up to the 50. Three-yard pickup and bring up second and 7. And play action. And Emerson keeps himself, breaks a tackle out across the 50 and to the 40 and picks up a first down.
Finally run out of bounds there by Jabrion Moore for the Cubs.
And clock down to 10:18 left to go in the third quarter. Ball, and it's a ball spot at the 38-yard line.
Moore's padding his defensive statistics.
Yeah. And handoff this time, it's DeBose in there. Change of pace back, and he is off to the races.
Touchdown.
Into the end zone for the touchdown.
Made that look easy.
And DeBose with the score. And now they're an extra point away from tying this one up. And kick is up. And it's good. And so now we're all tied up at 7 apiece. 10 left to go in the third quarter. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Automotive Detail Services, formerly ProClean Car Wash, providing the same quality detailing service to Washington and surrounding counties.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full-service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street in Brenham.
Wade Construction Services in Burton, your site development expert. Call 979-551-5358.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are. Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken and all the fixings. Let them cook for dinner.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same day service, free inspections, and estimates. A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
And for the Cubs?
I'm trying to get that number for you, Doug. 12.
That'd be Jalen Ward on the return. And they're going to spot him at the 30-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Cubs. As we come back to play here, we're all tied up at 7 apiece with the Cubs and the War Eagles. That's a good first test for the Cubs, taking on a tough 6A program. And Jordan Harvey back to pass, and it is going to be caught by Salazar. And he's actually going to lose yardage on the catch.
Stop made by Caleb Uresti for the War Eagles.
They push it back to the 27-yard line, and so it'll be a 3-yard loss. And that'll bring up second down and 13. Harvey back to pass. And he is going to throw a pass. He is going to be caught.
Ooh, big tackle there.
And that's the Castillo, the Castillo on the catch.
Yes.
Got it up to the 31-yard line. That'll be a 4-yard pickup, and it'll bring you up third down and 9.
I'm going to say there's a big tackle there by D'Angelo Jackson for the War Eagles.
And play action, and it is going to be caught.
And 18.
That is going to be Chris Guidry with the catch.
Making the stop, Jackson Wiley for the War Eagles.
And flagged down, and it's a penalty against the Cubs.
Oh, my goodness.
And so that'll push the Cubs back. And a costly holding penalty there on the Cubs, pushing them back. And so now third down and 14. And he's going to let her fly. Got a man.
Oh, he caught it.
Caught it. And down the sidelines, that is Chris Guidry into the end zone.
Touchdown.
74 yards. Guidry takes it to the house, and the Cubs are back in front.
That was a big play.
Yes, it is.
I tell you what, he just flat out ran the defender, and it was a great throw on the money in full stride there by Jordan Harvey.
Chris Guidry, who's only a sophomore this year, but he makes the... And extra point is up.
No good.
No good.
Oh.
And so Cubs lead at 13-7. We'll be back with a kickoff after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham voted Reader's Choice Best Pizza and Wings in the area. Located on Highway 290 West next to Flamingo Ranch.
Faith Mission WIC Clinic in Brenham. Empowering and educating young families to make healthy choices. Texas WIC. Smart choices. Healthy families.
Visit Glasgow Stone and Landscape Supply for all of your stone, landscape, and plant supplies. Located on Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham. Serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Experience exceptional service at Tegeler Toyota. 1515 Highway 290 West and at TeglerToyota.com.
Woodman Life. For life insurance and financial security, call Amanda and Russell Coring, Christy Milbrad, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
See what the future has in store with Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions, Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge, making your house a home for over 27 years.
About roughly towards the 10-yard line, and so they'll bring it back. And the ball will be spotted at the 30-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the War Eagles. Cubs lead at 13-7. Got the touchdown from Harvey to Guidry, but then unfortunately the missed the extra point there.
Wide right. And now, not a good kickoff either.
And so ball will be at the 30-yard line. And Trosclair is out there. He's got his ribs heavily taped, but he's out there on the field. And handoff goes to DeBose. We'll get it up to about the 38, 39-yard line. And they're going to put up 38, and so an 8-yard pickup, bring up second down and 2.
Landon Shipley in on the tackle for the Cubs.
And Trosclair back, pass is caught, and that's going to be a first down.
81.
And that'll be a new receiver for him. It's Gabe Camarillo, a senior, with a catch.
Again, Shipley running him out of bounds for the Cubs.
And gets it up to the 45-yard line. On the out of bounds, clock stopped with 7:27 left to go here in the third quarter. Cubs lead it 13-7.
We need a defensive stand here now.
And handoff goes to DeBose again, and he just bursts through that hole. And I tell you, they got two good running backs in there, because it's like yes. If one doesn't get you, the other one will.
Finally brought down by John Riggs before the Cubs.
But not before they get into Cub territory now. And they will spot the ball at the Cub 38-yard line.
You want to hope they don't have all these fresh legs here and wear down that Cub defense here in the third quarter.
That's
Arthur.
That is Arthur around the end.
Run out of bounds by Juan Mata for the Cubs.
Yeah, Mata with good coverage. I know Coach Youngs was talking about he's expecting big things from Juan this year. And second down.
Juan needs to be that senior leader for that defense of the Cubs.
Cross clear, back to pass, and it is going to be caught. Oh. Nice defensive play there. Jabrion Moore,
great play there.
Stop Camarillo for a loss in the backfield.
It's a little dump pass out there in the left flat, and coming up with great coverage there is Jabrion Moore.
It's a cross glare back. Two receivers to each side. And he's got Arthur in the backfield for him, and pass is going to be incomplete.
Juan Mata on the coverage there.
Looks like James Scott.
James Scott.
And so that'll bring up fourth down and 10. And Oak Ridge will have to punt. Now, this is the area field. You might want to keep your eyes open for potential fake punt here. Clock stopped at 6:02 left to go here in the third quarter. And there is the punt. And they're going to down it, and Cubs are going to be stuck back at the 2-yard line. And so that's where Harvey and the offense will come out on the field.
Nice punt there by Scott for the War Eagles.
Yeah, I mean, he pinned it down deep. Clock at 5:49 left to go here in the third quarter. And don't forget, coming up after the ball game as well, we've got our Friday night scoreboard show. Steven will be back at the studios to bring you scores from teams around the area.
Harvey.
And Harvey going to keep it himself and nothing doing there. Just trying to find a way to dig out of that hole there.
Coming up to plug that hole for the War Eagles, 95, Tylon Hughes.
Hughes, junior defensive end. So no gain on the play. Second down and 10. And back to pass. He's going deep.
Oh,
completely almost.
14.
That was Deontay Martin, just to let him a little too much.
Just a tad. Nice effort there by Deontay Martin.
Just like maybe a second or two off on the timing. Otherwise, they would have had a huge completion and gotten out of the shadow of the end zone. And so it'll bring up third down and 10.
You know, when Jordan Harvey gets his timing down, he's got some speedy wide receivers.
And hand off to Jacoby Dixon. And Dixon will take this one up. And gets it up to about the 8-yard line. And that'll bring up fourth down.
Favor Awuduwin. Making the stop for the War Eagles.
And so that will bring up fourth down. Cubs essentially just getting some extra room for the punter there. Well, now we've got an officials conference here. And it looks like...
big penalty here.
That is huge. A sideline interference penalty called against Oak Ridge. And so that'll give the Cubs the ball at first and 10 at the 24-yard line. That's a huge penalty.
Huge, huge penalty. War Eagles had the Cubs pinned deep, but big penalty.
And passes complete to Salazar, and he's out across the 30 to 35. And he's got the first down.
Cameron Nakui making the tackle for the War Eagles.
And so up to the 37-yard line, first and 10 for the Cubs. As we're down to 4:35 left to go in the third quarter. And pass incomplete.
That was 18.
Looking for Guidry again.
Nice zip on the ball there by Jordan Harvey that time.
Yeah, that'll bring up second down and 10.
I like the call. I really like that call there.
And Harvey going to keep it himself. He's got the first down and more out across the 50.
I tell you what, Doug, it was a great blocking job by Braylon Ragston on, or is that Jacoby Dixon? 17.
That would be Dixon.
Okay, a great blocking job on Justin Williams. I mean, kept him away from the play, and nice gain there by Jordan Harvey.
And we got a timeout on the field, so we'll take it with him and be back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Call Climate Defense Systems, 979-353-2537, to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
All Right Custom Movers are here for your moving needs, from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Horseshoe Junction, Brenham's Family Fun Pack. Mini golf, laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat. Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution, with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Calvary Baptist Church in invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are.
Flea flicker, Doug. Threw a pass out in the right flat, and then they hit Dixon there wide open.
And so Cubs now first and goal at the 8-yard line. And Harvey going to keep it himself. This time he's hit in the backfield. And they lost one on the carry. Brings up second down and 9.
Hallelujah. And on the tackle for the War Eagles.
And we're down to 3:30 left to go in the third quarter. And Harvey back to pass and being chased. That was Ajanye, who we hadn't called yet tonight, and he just has to get out of the way there as the big man was trying to track him down.
Running him out of bounds there was Justin Williams and D'Angelo Jackson for the War Eagles.
And so now that'll bring up third down and 9.
Big play here.
And we got a handoff, and that is going to be Dixon, and he loses a couple more yards on the carry.
That's Justin Williams and Jacantry Fleet on the stop for the War Eagles.
And so the Cubs will send the field goal unit on. Riley Davis. Out of the hold of Jose Castillo. Kick is up.
Good.
And it's good. A 19-yard field goal by Davis. And that will make it 16-7, Brenham Cubs, with 2:27 left to go in the third quarter. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or find them on Facebook today.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains, plumbing, and drain experts.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street for recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
Dahlman & Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road, protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Smitty's Cafe and Bakery, 4355 U.S. 290 in Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
Brenham Ironworks, for automatic custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
If you have low credit, no credit, or bad credit, you can still get approved for personal loans at First Finance. Call 979-830-1158 or stop by 305 West Main Street in Brenham.
Here, there's the kickoff, and it's going to be fielded by Justin Hayes. Up to the 39-yard line. And it'll be first down and 10 for the War Eagles as the Cubs lead it here 16-7 after that 19-yard field goal by Riley Davis. Davis, by the way, junior on the team this year.
Plus, we put points on the board.
Absolutely. And ball spotted at the 39-yard line, first and 10. And got Trostclair back in there, quarterback for the War Eagles. And he's coming up throwing, and pass is complete.
That's one.
That would be to James Scott.
Run out of bounds by John Rigsby for the Cubs.
And that one is up to the 43-yard line, and we'll bring up second down and 6. 4-yard pickup on that pass play. 2:17 left to go in the third quarter.
We saw a little bit of Arthur there.
Yep, and he gets it into Cub territory to the 43-yard line.
Finally brought down by Jabrion Moore for the Cubs.
Yeah, a big first and 10 now for Oak Ridge as we're down under the 2-minute mark in the third quarter. And handoff goes to Arthur, breaks a tackle, and he is out across the 40, breaks another tackle, and he's finally run out of bounds inside the 30.
Finally run out of bounds by Landon Shipley for the Cubs.
And down to 1:39 left to go in the quarter. Oh,
brings up second and third.
And handoff.
Oh, nice defense there by the Cubs.
Yeah, they gave the ball to Miller, and that time they were waiting for
him. Tell you what,
him.
Coming up to plug that hole there for the Cubs, Cole Whitfield.
And now we got a penalty against the War Eagles for blocking below the waist. And so that'll push them back. That'll be a 10-yard penalty. And move the ball back to the 45-yard line. Minute 29 left to go here in the third quarter. Yeah, there's the handoff goes to Miller. Miller trying to find his way around the end, and he's across the 30. He's got the first down.
Doyle Brown running him out of bounds for the Cubs.
Gains to the Cub 26-yard line. It'll be first and 10. There goes the handoff to DeBose this time on the carry. And he will pick up about five.
Coming up to make a nice stop there for the Cubs, Trey Lockett.
Oh, wow. They only gave him a 1-yard pickup on that. Said it was down at the 25-yard line. So second down and 9. And so we're down to 40 seconds left. Fakes to DeBose, and Trostkier going to keep it himself. Pass incomplete. He was looking for James Scott. That will stop the clock at 32 seconds left.
Good coverage over there by Juan Mata for the Cubs.
Third down and 9 for the War Eagles. And I got to think of this territory and trailing by 9. This is probably two down territory for Oak Ridge.
You would almost have to think so.
And that time, Charles Clare, nobody opened, and he just had to throw the football away.
I'll tell you what, great pursuit there. Trying to get that number for the Cubs. Give the right person credit.
As we got 26.
23. That'd be Doyle Brown again.
Yeah, Doyle Brown, the sophomore, doing some good things there. That's a 4th and 9. There's a big chance here for the Cubs if they can get this stop. And looks like Coach Youngs wants to talk this one over, and so we'll take the break and be back with him after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Bailey Hody with Hody Real Estate knows how important it is to put her clients first.
Yum! Sweets and Eats, serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Tired of high energy bills? Contact Climate Defense Systems to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
A juicy burger, chocolate shake, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Whataburger, perfect at all hours of the day.
Seidel Schrader, striving to elevate and serve others by providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Naylor Floors, LLC. Experience of wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1404 South Austin.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, celebrating 68 years of sales and service.
And back we go. The pass is going to be knocked down, and that's going to be a stop. The Cubs are going to get the ball as Oak Ridge turns it over on downs. And so a big stop there for that Cub defense. As we come back to action here, we've got 18.6 seconds left to go in the third quarter.
Really big stop there. Great point you're bringing that up, Doug. Great stop there by the Cubs.
And Cubs lead it 16-7 over the War Eagles. And Harvey comes back out there with Dixon in the backfield. Dixon now goes in motion. Harvey back to pass. And he's going to put this one up and incomplete. I thought he got rid of it, but apparently not. It was a sack on the play. And so it got back to the 10-yard line, and that'll be the end of the quarter. And so we go to the fourth and final quarter play. Cubs lead it 16-7. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
Colwell's ChemDry, your green and clean solution to carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout cleaning and flood restoration.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Las Americas Latin Cuisine, serving the best dishes and wine from different Central and South American countries. Any property you see, call EB-979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. 225 Highway 290 East in Brenham or call 353-2033.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today at 281-888-1464.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
And on we go here to the fourth quarter. And so it'll be it'll be first and 10 at the 17-yard line. First and 17 at the 10-yard line, I should say. After the sack that ended the last quarter. Harvey back by himself in the empty backfield. And he's going to get sacked again. At time.
99.
Big number 99. That is Joseph Jonah Ajanye, the other gentleman that's heading to Georgia.
That was a big pass rush there by Ajanye.
And so that moves it back to the 3-yard line. Cubs, for the most part, have held the Johnny in check up most of the night, but he got through there and came up with a big sack on Jordan Harvey. And Dixon now, and Harvey just barely, Johnny was right there, and he just hit the ground to keep from getting safety off of there.
Wow.
Back to the 1-yard line. Yeah, so the Cubs are going to have to pump this one away. It's 4th down and 20.
Ajanye has been pretty well held in check all night, but he's picked up play here in the third and fourth quarter.
And Zelenka gets this one off. And that is going to be fielded at the 31-yard line and brought down immediately.
That's Jabrion Moore. Nice tackle there by nice open field tackle.
Camarillo on the return. And so 10:19 left to go in the ball game.
Good field position here for the War Eagles.
Cub defense now going to have to see if they can get another big stop here.
Emerson back in, a quarterback for the War Eagles.
And handoff goes to DeBose. DeBose finding an opening. And he is brought down at the 20-yard line.
It's 29 for the Cubs. Landon Shipley.
And Shipley having a good game as well.
Yeah, Shipley's having a really good game.
Actually, there's a 24-yard line that he was brought down at. So that will bring up second down and 6. And handoff goes to DeBose again, and he is going to get taken down for a big loss there.
And that was 15. Trey Lockett.
Yeah, and so
good play there by Trey Lockett.
Certainly was, and so now third down and 6. And another block below the waist penalty against Oak Ridge to back him up 10 more yards. Second time they've been called for that tonight.
All in all, Doug, I feel quite certain that Coach Youngs is going to be happy with the play of his defense.
Yeah, they have
made some really big plays.
They certainly have. And back to pass goes Emerson, and it's intercepted. Kate Moore. And Moore, he's still going. And across the 50, 45. He's still on his feet. Number 40, number 35.
Went out of bounds.
Finally went out of bounds. But that is it. The
big
third
play.
Interception of the ball game for the Cubs.
Moore boy's having a pretty good evening.
Yeah, guess he got tired of little brother showing him up.
That's right.
He had to get one himself. And I know somewhere down in these stands, their Papa Joe is real happy right now.
He's smiling, big smile on his face. Yard line.
And so that's where the Cub offense will come out on the field. Ball at the 45. Good field position here on this drive with 9:28. Now, let's see. I'd like to see them eat some clock here.
Yeah, eat some clock. Get a running game started.
And handoff. And nothing doing there. That is
99 and 98.
Dixon on the carry. And that is Johnye. And then also Treyu Rockmore, two senior defensive linemen there. And that's been the hard thing for the Cubs to get a lot because they've got such a good front seven for Oak Ridge. It's hard for them to get a running game going.
Yeah, that's right.
And handoff goes to Dixon again. Drive the left side this time. And may have actually got through a little bit and got back to the original line of scrimmage, which is the 45.
We'll give credit there to Renzi Jackman for the War Eagles on the tackle.
And so third down and 10. And play action. And pass incomplete. It was looking for
16. 18.
He was looking for Guidry. And so that's going to bring a fourth down for the Cubs. And out comes Anika for another punt.
Well, I tell you what, it would have been nice if we could have gotten one more first down.
Yeah. And the punt from Zelenka gets a good one away. Fair catch caught at the 6-yard line. Or 7-yard line, rather. And so it'll be first and 10 for the War Eagles deep in their own territory. 8:02.
They're caught there by Camarillo for the War Eagles.
8:02 left to go in the game. Cubs with a 16-7 lead on Oak Ridge.
Good punt coverage there by the Cubs.
And so illegal motion against the Cubs. So they're going to tack 5 yards onto the end of the kick. So get to the 11. So still pretty deep in their own territory. Will go to Arthur, and he's going to be stuffed that time.
99. Is that Cole Whitfield for the
Yes,
Cubs?
It is. Only a 2-yard pickup there by Arthur. Yeah, low snap, and Trostler picked it up and gave it to Arthur.
Brought down at the 30-yard line.
So pick up, he does pick up the first down up to the 30. .7:15 left to go in the game. Cubs leading at 16-7. And Troskler takes the snap, hands off to Arthur once again. And, oh, they almost had him in the backfield and breaks the tackle. And then Cade Moore
coming up and make a big stop there on Arthur.
And 2-yard pickup, second down and 8. Down to 6.5 minutes left to go in the game. Play action, and Trostler back to pass. And he's going to let it fly. He's just going to have to throw it out of bounds.
Closest was Tavion Jefferson for War Eagles. Good coverage over there by Juan Mata.
And it's a third down and 8. With 6:07 left to go in the game. And handoff goes to Miller, and he's going to get stuffed again.
That's Cole Whitfield again. Big stop.
That is another big hit, and Whitfield really playing well coming out of that defensive end position. And that'll be fourth down and another, and that'll be another punt coming for the War Eagles with 5:40 left in the game. Cubs will send Jose Castillo back. And they're coming for the punt, and they just get it away. And
oh,
Castillo,
what a roll.
They got a huge roll all the way down to the 16-yard line. And so first and 10, Brenham with 5:07 left to go in the game. Now I'd like to see them get a couple of good drives and get a couple of first downs here.
Yeah, a couple of pretty good sustained drives here by the Cubs.
And they could
put this thing away.
Yeah. He's going to keep it himself out across the 20 to the 21-yard line, a six-yard pickup. We got a second down and four.
Coming up to make the tackle for the War Eagles, D'Angelo Jackson.
And also, too, he stays in bounds, so that keeps the clock running. War Eagles do have two timeouts left. And Cubs now, they're starting to work the clock here. And Harvey with the handoff to Dixon, and Dixon going to get hit in the backfield for a loss.
Justin Williams in on the tackle.
Yeah. And Oak Ridge will burn their second time out of the half, so that'll leave them with one left. And we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Mill Creek Glass in Brenham. Add a touch of glass to your home with custom shower units, cabinet doors, and so much more.
Moeller Electric. Servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical installations and repairs. 836-7218.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Animal Services. Providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve. Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham. Serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 19 years. 289-0436.
DDM Custom Metal Buildings. For barn dominiums, workshops, office buildings, and barns, visit ddmbuildings.com.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through excellence in engineering.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
And back we go. And just like that, it is fourth down and three. Cubs with the football.
I'm going to say they're going to take the penalty. Oh, no, they call timeout.
Yeah, they're going to take the timeout. Well, since we're just in timeout, we're just going to keep it right here. But we got 3 minutes, 27 seconds left. Fourth down and three for the Cubs. Yeah. And the Cubs used their second timeout, so each team now with just one timeout left in the game. And back to punt is Zelenka. And he just gets this one away. It'll be fielded at midfield. And they're going to bring him down. That was a
great play there by 12.
And then it was Gabe Camarillo on the return.
Yeah. Jalen Ward, a big defensive play there on that punt.
Yeah, it stops the clock at 3:16 left to go in the game. And now the Eagles come out on offense.
Trosclair.
Yep. And pass is going to be caught.
Down the flat to DeBose.
Yep, and he's going to be brought down.
Coming up to make a big stop, Juan Mata for the Brenham Cubs.
Yeah, that'll be a loss of yardage as we tick down under 3 minutes.
And keeps the clock moving.
Exactly. Back to the 43-yard line. Second down now. Trosclair back to pass. And that one is going to be caught.
Oh, it did catch it. That's one.
And that's to James Scott.
Cade Moore in on the coverage over there.
And handoff.
That's DeBose.
That's DeBose once again, and another first down. Clock down to 1:55 left. Cubs trying to hurry and get substitutions in, and the get the snap away. Trosclair pass incomplete. He was looking for Scott again.
Hit Scott in a bad spot, Doug. Right in the hand.
Yep.
I think he had intentions of turning up the field and running and not bringing in the catch.
And back to pass. Yeah, we're going to get whistles blowing the play dead. Yeah, false start against Oak Ridge, so back him up 5 yards. They're adding 3 more seconds back to the clock. And play action. Trosclair looking for someone to pass to. Incomplete, and that one was almost intercepted.
Oh, nice coverage over there by Juan Mata for the Brenham Cubs.
Throw was low, otherwise Mata might have picked that one off. Clock stops with 1:41. It's 3rd down and 10. Or actually, no, third down and about 15. And Trosclair just gets that one off, and it's incomplete. And that'll bring it fourth down.
Tell you what, big rush there by Miguel Rodriguez for the Cubs. Forcing Trosclair to get rid of that ball.
Yeah, at this point, they got to go for it. And the Cubs get the stop here. That would be the ball game. So we got a shot. And back to pass. Trosclair looking for the open man, and he's going to throw incomplete, and that should be it, as the War Eagles will turn this one over on downs. And so minute 26, the Cubs can just take the knee and run this thing out.
Tell you what, really impressed with this Cub defense. They've went up against a big offensive line for Oak Ridge, and just did a really, really good job.
Yeah, so Harvey leaves the offense out. And he's going to have Ward join him in the back.
Moore and Jose Castillo checking in.
And Harvey is just going to take a knee there. As the fans start making their way toward the exits. Clock ticking down now. As we drop to under 1 minute to go in the game. And I imagine he's going to let it go all the way down before he snaps it again. As we're down to 45 seconds. And he will take the knee. And that should do it. And your final score, the Brenham Cubs are going to win this one 16-7. And I want to let you know tonight's broadcast of Brenham Cub football made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. And we'll be back with the postgame show after we hear 90 seconds from the Brenham Sports Friends.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Make life easier and let Brenham Produce deliver your feed and do the heavy lifting for you.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family owns and operated dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Reliable Homes of Sealy, for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
Center Church Brenham, joyfully displaying the good news of Jesus in every part of life. 1302 Washington Street, just off Tom Green.
Focused care at Brenham, providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care, where your loved ones are treated like family.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Hyundai of Brenham, Highway 290 West, offering Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty.
Tilghman Construction and Stega Tilghman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
All right, and it's time now for your Brenham Sport. It's time now for the postgame show. And tonight's postgame show made possible by Computer Helpers, Texas Farm Credit, Bluebell Creameries, John Breeden with State Farm Insurance, A. Freedom Bail Bonds, Wingstop in Brenham, Blake Sander with Apple Fort, Cold Course Foods Burger King, Collier Construction Company, Pilsky Water Well Services, Citizen State Bank, Plant North Architecture, Cruzy Village, Woodson Lumber Company, Tegler Toyota, Blue Bonnet Petroleum, A1 Quality Plumbing, Wellman Insurance Company, Conjura Tile, Bank of Brenham, Subway in Brenham, J&A Roofing, Mattress Guys, Christy Slopeman with Farmers Insurance, H-E-B in Brenham, BVR Materials, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Whataburger in Brenham, LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, Brenham National Bank, WC Tractor, and Blinn College. As we welcome you back here, Doug Brown with you on the post game. And Tommy's gone down to go get some post-game comments from Coach Danny Youngs. And in the meantime here, Cubs get the win 16-7, a huge victory here on opening night. And I'll tell you what, our Cub defense really looked fantastic here this evening. And offense got some stuff to work on, but showing some promise there. And it should make for a fun season as they get the victory here. And be interested to see, get coaches' takes on that. In the meantime, we're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we will break down some of the action for you. But first, let's send you back to the studios and let's hear 2 minutes from our Brenham Cub postgame sponsors.
Wayne and Clarence at Memorial Oaks Chapel are excited to cheer on the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers this football season. They would like to acknowledge the players, coaches, trainers, parents, and teachers for their hard work and dedication. Memorial Oaks Chapel wishes the Cubs and Bucks a safe season and an excellent school year. Make sure to go out and support your Brenham football team this season. Good luck to all from Wayne, Clarence, and everyone at Memorial Oaks Chapel. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
WC Tractor in Brenham knows a complex world sometimes demands a simple solution. Case in point, Workmaster Utility Tractors from New Holland. They're tough, practical workhorses that give you unmatched comfort with a low cost of ownership. Models from 55 to 74 horsepower give you expanded visibility with comfortable seating for two. A hitch lift capacity up to 4,000 pounds means you accomplish more with larger implements. Stop by WC Tractor in Brenham today and ask about Workmaster Utility Tractors.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing from new conventional to green, energy-efficient roofs and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers this football season.
Hi friends, Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham, a proud supporter of Cub football. We look forward to seeing the Cubs light up the scoreboard this fall. And you too can rack up points with Bank of Brenham's Scorecard Rewards Program. Earn points with every qualified debit card transaction that can be redeemed for future purchases. So whether you swipe left or swipe right, it's always a winning play. Bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. 836-3332 or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC.
All right, time to take a look at your final stats. And for the Brenham Cubs, passing-wise, Jordan Harvey, 13 out of 23 for 173 yards and two touchdowns. Also, Chris Guidry did have one pass on the flea flicker there. He was one for 39 yards. So Cubs as a team, 14 passes, 14 out of 24 for 212 yards. And then rushing-wise, leading ball carrier was Jacoby Dixon, 8 carries for 17 yards. Cubs with that tough front for the defense, 28 carries for 19 yards. And meanwhile, receiving-wise for Brenham, leading pass catchers were Chris Guidry, 4 catches, 93 yards and a touchdown. Ivan Salazar, 4 catches, 42 yards. Jacoby Dixon, 2 catches, 54 yards. And then also Deonte Martin, 2 catches for 14 yards. And Jose Castillo, 2 catches for 9 yards. So that is a look at your Cubs stats. And let's take a look at the stats for the War Eagles. And he had, passing-wise, Jack Emerson. He was 4 out of 13 for 31 yards and 3 interceptions. Adam Trosclair, 10 out of 21 for 33 yards. And leading receivers for Oak Ridge, James Scott, 4 catches, 23 yards. Ricky Stukes, 3 catches, 18 yards. And Gabe Camarillo, 3 for 13. The ground game is really where they got it done tonight. You had Frankie Arthur, 15 carries, 87 yards. Larry DeBose, 10 carries for 79 yards and a touchdown. And then Jack Emerson, 6 carries for 57 yards. And that is a look at your stats. And we've got more to come here on the post game. As we'll, coming up next, we'll spin the highlights after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Are you hungry? You want that favorite Subway sandwich that makes your mouth water? Then what are you waiting for? You can call it in. You can order in the app, or you can order it online, or simply pick them up on the way to the game. But there's no reason at all to deny yourself that mouth-watering chicken bacon ranch or meatball sub. So tonight, while listening to the game, eat fresh, eat healthy, eat Subway. With 3 locations in Brenham, on South Market Street, on Highway 105, and inside Walmart Supercenter.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in supporting the Cubs during this year's football season.
Why is football special? You get to represent your hometown. When you are playing, success is measured in wins and losses, but when you're done playing, success is measured in relationships built. Here at Citizens State Bank, we pride ourselves on being team players, measuring our success on relationships we maintain. At CSB, we're always the home team, because our hometown is your hometown too. Be sure to come out to support our Brenham Cubs. Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. Member FDIC.
I only did it once.
I never thought it could happen to me.
I thought I was protected.
But everyone is doing it.
We were just goofing off.
I was just being social.
All of a sudden, everything got crazy.
I know I was protected.
Computer Helpers on Day Street in Briris.
The team at Texas Farm Credit supports local communities and agriculture with reliable financial services, and we are ready to support you as well. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, or any place in the country, give Texas Farm Credit a call. We have been lending money for over 100 years and will be around at least 100 more. We also offer lines of credit, home loans, and ag insurance. Call us at 836-2572, visit online at texasfarmcredit.com, or stop by our office at 1301 Highway 290 East in Brenham.
With the state's top academic transfer rate and affordable tuition, Blinn is a great choice to begin your college career. Now with the new Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, it's an even greater value. With this scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or at any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work, now offering crushed concrete base materials. Just call 530-5476. That's 530-5476.
Collier Construction, building for Washington County's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting the Brenham football team. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activity, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cub football team in their 2023 season.
Hey everybody, it's Blake Sander here at Apple Ford. Have you looked for a new vehicle lately? Or even a pre-owned vehicle? There are great deals almost everywhere. But does a great deal result in better service? Absolutely not. You probably don't feel the welcoming atmosphere or the relaxed environment. If you're looking for that experience, look no further. That's what you'll get when you contact me. I'll do all I can to make sure you have the most pleasant experience purchasing your next dream vehicle. Call me at 979-203-9098. Let me go to work for you. And always remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
And back we go. Let's take a look at some of the scores that we got going on. Of course, Stephen back at the studios will have a big wrap-up for you. But let's see. We got Klein Collins beating Magnolia tonight 35-13. It was Anderson Shire over Hearn 28-6. Iola over Snook 27-24. In the fourth quarter, they got the Bryan Vikings leading Waller 21-6. It was Belleville stomping a mud hole in LaGrange 68-20, the final score there. And then Willis over Rudder 52-21. Grosbeck shut out Caldwell 31-6. Misread that. Thrall over Somerville 42-14. It was Lexington over Thorndale, 45-12. Columbus beating Giddings, 47-12. And let's see, and that looks like it. And, of course, as I said, Stephen on the scoreboard show will have more scores for you. And that's coming up at the conclusion of our Cub broadcast. And we'll take another break and be back with more after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Hi, this is John Hody with LaRoche Service Department. Is your car having issues again? There's nothing worse than knowing your car needs work, but not knowing where to take it. Here at LaRoche Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, we pride ourselves in providing honest and quality work with no surprises. We'll diagnose the problem, explain it clearly, and give you a free estimate before we start any repairs. So when your car needs service, come see us at 900 Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn College football teams. And thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Kenjura Tile says go, play, win.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
Burger King in Brenham proudly presents the Texas Double Whopper. Everything's bigger and better in Texas, including the new Texas Double Whopper. The 2 quarter-pound savory flame-grilled beef patties topped with American cheese, crispy bacon, freshly sliced jalapenos, pickles, sliced white onions, tomatoes, lettuce, mayonnaise, and mustard, all served up on a soft sesame seed bun, is so good you can hang your hat on it. For a burger that lives up to its name, head on down to Burger King in Brenham at 1101 North Park Street.
All right, as we come back here, and unfortunately had a little mishap with the recorder here this evening, so didn't get the post-game interview, but, well, we still got 9 more games left, so we'll, we won't worry about that.
If they played tonight, they may be playing more than
Yeah, and more.
Yeah, oh, exactly. And a big win here for the Cubs tonight. And I know when you talk to Coach, he's got to be excited about the way their defense played.
He's very excited. I can remember all of that, just overly excited the way his defense played. And he just reiterated again. He said each and every week his team is going to have to show up because they have a tough schedule, you know, throughout the remainder of the season. And but I tell you what, I like the aggression by this young Cub football team. They really played hard, and they played really physical also.
They certainly had and had a good night passing the football. Running game, of course, and you allow a little bit because they have such good two guys, as we said, going to Georgia, and they were a big factor in keeping the Cubs' running game in check tonight. And you hope, as the season goes on, that they can find ways to get that running game going.
Oh, I tell you what, that number four, that Williams kid,
yeah,
that kid is a football player, and yeah, you got to give credit to that offensive line of the Cubs. They did a great job on that big defensive end.
Yeah.
Not letting him, get to our quarterback.
They certainly did. And we're going to take another break. And when we come back, Tommy and I will name the John Breeden Outstanding Offensive and Defensive Players of the Game after we hear these words from our sponsors.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Her original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla, the country's gold standard of ice cream flavors since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with the winning flavor for everyone. Bluebell proudly supports the Brenham Cubs. Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Lowe's supermarkets and at Carmine Village Market.
Need to open a checking or savings account but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click open an account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Tegeler Toyota in Brenham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your all-time favorite patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig in to Whataburger's take on this delicious all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you should just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Ooh, glad that dilemma's over. The Whataburger patty melt, just like you like it. Order online to earn rewards.
And we return you here to Cobb Stadium, and it is time now to name our John Breeden Outstanding Players of the Game on defense and offense. And for defense, this young man was really all over the place tonight and had two big interceptions and made some other great plays as well.
I tell you what, for the opening game of the 2023 Cub football season, Jabrion Moore, I mean, he had just an outstanding game. He was right where he needed to be all time. What did he get, two interceptions? Mm-hmm. Just and stopped two really, really big drives by that Oak Ridge War Eagle team. Just a great job by Jay Brown. Great job.
And then for our offensive player, we're going to go with Jordan Harvey. And Harvey, 13 out of 23 on his completions, and 173 yards passing and two touchdowns. Not bad for a first outing at the varsity level.
Now, I tell you what, I was really impressed, you know, with the composure that Jordan, because there were a couple of times he really had some stiff pressure on him. But, you know, he hung in there, and when he needed to make a big play, he made a big play.
Yes, he did. And so congratulations, Jordan Harvey and Jabrion Moore, our John Breeden offensive and defensive stars of the game. Back for the final wrap-up after we hear these words from our sponsors.
When you're in trouble and need a helping hand, call A Freedom Bail Bonds for experience you can trust. When you only have one call, make it count. Call A Freedom Bail Bonds. They offer 24/7 service, alcohol monitoring, and electronic GPS monitoring. A Freedom Bail Bonds at 109 South St. Charles Street in downtown Brenham services Washington and the surrounding counties. A Freedom Bail Bonds. They put your feet back on the street. Call 979-836-4407 or toll free at 1-877-836-4407 for A Freedom Bail Bonds. Se habla español. License number 05WC0013.
Blue Bonnet Petroleum is your distributor for Chevron with Techron gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants in Washington County and the surrounding area. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Techron. When it comes to buildup, cleanup in your engine, no other gasoline performs like Chevron with Techron. That means better mileage, better acceleration, and better engine protection. Blue Bonnet Petroleum, your Chevron distributor in Brenham at 4181 Highway 36 North. 979-836-2531.
Cruzy Village's staff and residents would like to wish the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Bucks luck during this year's season. Cruzy Village's charming independent living cottages, set amongst shady tree-lined streets, are unmatched. The award-winning facility is Brenham's only full-service, continuum care retirement community, offering independent living, assisted living, memory care, rehabilitation, and long-term skilled nursing. For more information or to schedule a tour, visit cruzyvillage.com. That's cruzyvillage.com. Cruzy Village, a community for the next chapter in your life's story.
Wingstop in Brenham is the ultimate destination to cure your chicken cravings. Try the new Lemon Herb Remix, a large 10-piece wing combo with your choice of either boneless or classic wings with up to two flavors. Pair your wings with either fries or veggie sticks, and it includes one dip and a 20-ounce drink. Place your order for the new Lemon Herb Remix online at wingstop.com or visit them at 2642 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
State Farm can insure your car, your home, your possessions, but infinitely more precious and important, State Farm can insure your family's future. State Farm agent John Breeden can set up the right life insurance policy to protect your family's interest if the need arises. Life insurance from State Farm is tailored to fit your individual needs. So visit State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's life insurance made for you.
And back we go for the final wrap-up here. Once again, the Brenham Cubs win it 16-7, your final score tonight. And a good start to the season. And next week we go on the road to Belton for the first road game of the year.
I tell you what, this victory tonight, Doug, was a big victory. Oak Ridge, you know, the score doesn't really reflect, you know, what type of football team they had. But with the intensity that the Brenham Cubs played with tonight, I tell you what, they're going to be a force in every game that they take on during this football season.
They certainly will, and that's going to do it for us. I want to thank Stephen back at the studios. By the way, stay tuned. He's going to have the scoreboard show for you. And I want to thank our sponsors who, of course, make our broadcast possible. And thank you to you, the folks at home for tuning in, and for all of us here at KWHI Sports. Doug Brown saying good night, everybody.
Post-game show was brought to you by Computer Helpers, Texas Farm Credit, Bluebell Creameries, John Breeden State Farm Insurance, A Freedom Bail Bonds, Wingstop in Brenham, Lake Sander with Apple Ford, Oak Horst Foods Burger King, Collier Construction Company, Bilski Waterwell Services, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architecture, Cruzy Village, Woodson Lumber Company, Hegler Toyota, Bluebonnet Petroleum, A1 Quality Plumbing, Wellman Insurance Company, Gendura Tile, Bank of Brenham, Subway in Brenham, J&A Roofing, Mattress Guys, Christy Schlottman with Farmers Insurance Agency, HEB in Brenham, EVR Materials, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Whataburger in Brenham, LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, Brenham National Bank, WC Tractor, and Flynn College. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.